Ramsey TV.
Good morning, Body of Christ. Good morning, Donald Garman. All of you everywhere, this is Martin Zender. You are at MZTV, finishing the week off here, but never tailing off. No, never just, you know, going down to a common level. I'm not going to relax at the end of the week. No, you're going to get as great truth today as you got on Monday, because to me, there is no really Monday through Friday. It's all God, all Christ, and thinking about the work all the time. I'm going to tell you a little bit about the work, and I'm going to tell you about God's hand. I'm sorry the video was late yesterday. I really hate to do that because I know that you time your coffee to the show. It needs to be there at 8 a.m. Eastern Standard Time here in the United States. Whatever time that is around the world, I appreciate that. I know you need it. Yesterday was an exception. I wanted to make that comedic video because I thought that, you know, some people that you know might appreciate that more than straight teaching. You love the straight teaching. I love the straight teaching. But every once in a while, it's fun to do something different. And I got way in over my head on that. I thought I could do it in 2 hours. Well, I only missed it by 2.5 hours. It took 4.5 hours. But that's okay, because that's what I do. It's 5 minutes till 5 in the morning right now on Friday. I was up at 2:45. Went to bed at 9:30 p.m. But when I go to sleep, I know in my head that I have so much to do, and God wakes me up. So this morning, I spent a couple hours getting the video prepared for Sunday, the video I do in conjunction with Rodney Paris of Texas. I look at the text frames that he puts on there. I add some corrections when needed so that that is ready for you on Sunday. Also, big news. Shaga, the book you've heard so much about, The Bound Galley. This is a bound galley. It's not the actual book, but the guts is the actual book. It just doesn't have a cover on it. It's for review purposes. Shaga came yesterday. This is the copy that I go through line by line, put in the corrections, and then off it goes to the printer. But here it is. Here it is. This is it. I wrote this 15 years ago. Oh, yeah. A lot of interesting, thought-provoking truth in here of how to improve your relationship, assuming that you have one. This is coming out with The Lie of Every Man's Battle. A lot of work goes into this. My typesetter, Catherine Quintero Torres, was here yesterday. We were looking at the book together because she typeset it, and we were talking about videos, promotional videos that we need to do for all three books. Shaga, coming out with The Lie of Every Man's Battle, coming out with my novel, Goddess of Nazareth. In the meantime, Seth Follenkamp in Iowa is working on typesetting the book, The Death of the Old Humanity. I am working on How to Love Anyone, Even Your Wife, and also, what else am I working on? I'm working on Greater Than Adam, teaching on the salvation of all. In the meantime, I know there's a friend of mine, Bill, a viewer, a fellow member of the Body of Christ, who says, Martin, when are you going to publish What is a Believer? It's in the lineup. It's coming up. It's push, push, push. We're going to get these things done. We're going to get these things out. I need to write 2 new books. I need to finish the... You notice I can't think of the names of these books. I need to finish The History of the Universe. And also, I have a book in mind I want to write specifically on the salvation of all. I could do none of this without you. If anybody wants to contribute to this work, I will put a link under here. You can do it, but you don't have to do it. That's the beauty of this operation. It is completely grassroots. And nobody has to subscribe to my channel. Nope. You don't have to, quote, hit that notification bell, unquote. I don't care if you do it. And I do not make any money from YouTube. In fact, if I did, I would consider it, please forgive me, YouTube. Don't hurt me. I would consider it dirty money. If I had another channel with some other topic, that's another thing. But this, what goes forth here, is life-giving truth to the body of Christ. I don't want this to be commercial in any way. If YouTube started putting ads on my shows, I would be mortified. I would hate it. I would want to give any of that money back. I would not take it. And so it doesn't happen for me because I don't have enough views anyway. Because in the grace of God, He keeps this thing small. I'm actually glad that He does. So I had a woman that I knew named Esther Hafner back in 1994. She was the one, her and her husband, they owned Willard Graphics in Willard, Ohio, and she and her husband Charles published my first newsletter, The Idle Babbler Illustrated. Anyway, as I was in there one day checking on the printing, she told me of a dream that she had, and I've never forgotten this. She said, in my dream, I was searching for answers because at this time in my life, I was going through problems, many stresses, many trials. And in my dream, I'm talking to the Lord about this. I'm asking Him for answers to sort out my life. And in the dream, God handed me a telescope and He said, look through this telescope and you will see the answer to all your difficulties. So Esther told me, imagine my excitement in the dream. The Lord brought the telescope near to me, and I couldn't wait to look through the telescope and see all the answers to all my problems written out for me. She said, I looked in the telescope, and all I saw was His hand. She said, I protested to the Lord, and the Lord said, this is all you need to see. And that is all we need to see. I've never forgotten that. That was almost 30 years ago now. And it is a matter of trust. It is enough for any of us to know that God's hand is over us, is on us, is not only moving us around, but moving everyone else around us and moving every circumstance. I've told you many times that we are special to God. He is working with us in an intimate way that He is not working with everyone else. He arranges things for you. You know how few members there are in the body of Christ. I mean, you are priority one to God. Now, He's God to the rest of the world, but He's Father to you. These are two different titles of God. We saw that in the Hebrew scriptures, also in the Greek scriptures. In the Hebrew scriptures, His name is El. El, it means subjector. This is His godhood. And we see this name used in Genesis chapter 1. But then in Genesis chapter 2 or 3, we see, and as El, God creates Adam. We see Him as a powerful creator, but not necessarily as a loving father. But then the creation of Adam is retold a couple chapters later, but this time, instead of the name El, God goes by Yahweh. Yahweh is his time name. It's a three-part title that literally means will, being, and was. Will, future, being, present, and was, past. It envelops, describes his going through us with time. It's a more intimate thing. In the Greek scriptures, we have the same thing. In the Greek scriptures, we have theos, the Greek word that is the equivalent of El, of the Hebrew scriptures. It's the placer, the subjector, the one who orders everything. It's the boss. But then we have kurios, another Greek word. This means Lord. And in fact, Lord many times is the translation of the Hebrew El. I mean the Hebrew Yahweh. Yahweh is many times translated Lord. It's a more intimate term. So we not only have a creator, we have a father. This is something that the world does not now have. They don't know him as father. We do. Going back to Esther's dream. You remember, I hope you have good memories of this. I don't know if you do. I do. You know, your father's hand on your head. Just that comfort. I'll speak from my own experience because I had a great childhood. I credit my mother and father. And I remember my dad's large hand on my head as a little boy. And that comforting presence, that contact with me. This is what we have. This is our intimate relationship with God as Father. Again, he is not this to everyone. When people invite me to their homes, they better be careful, because you know that famous saying, make yourself at home. Ooh, be careful when you say that to me, because I will do it. I will do it. If I'm hungry for a snack, I might open your cupboard. That's what I would do at my house. I might open your refrigerator. Be careful when you tell me, make yourself at home. Because this is what I do with God. We now have access with confidence to the Father, according to our apostle. What bought this blessing for us? It's the crucifixion, the death for sin, the entombment, and the resurrection of Christ. He tore down the old humanity. He tore down that need to tremble in front of the presence that the priests had to deal with in the Hebrew scriptures, in the tabernacle system, approaching God with fear, wondering if he's going to strike you dead. That's the old humanity trying to deal with God. The old humanity could not be justified before God. So God, in Christ, in his own mind now, the way he considers it, he put the old humanity to death. So now there's a new humanity. Hardly anybody knows this. We know it. And because of that, we can live this truth. We have access with confidence to the Father. That's the last thing they had back in the Old Testament, Old Tabernacle, Old Humanity days. Most people still live like they're in the Old Humanity. They still don't have this comfortable relationship with God. They still are conscious constantly of trying to do things to please him. But see, it's a different thing. We do things to try to please him too. But we're not doing it under threat of punishment. We're doing it because we love him. Because of how much grace he has shown us. We want to please one who is as gracious to us as he is. It's not the austere El of the Old Testament. It's Lord. It's Father. We can call him Father. Yeah, we can call him Father. Esther looks through the telescope to see the answer to all her problems. She sees his hand. Now, in the Old Testament, that seeing his hand might not necessarily have been a comfortable thing. Because his hands can bring trial. It's the same with us, but it's a fatherly bringing into trial. It's son, daughter, I have to do this for you. You might interpret it as to you, but it's for you, to suit you, to the glory that I have planned for you. You have to go through this, son. I have to take you through this, daughter, because I know where I'm bringing you. And this trial is needed, but I'm guiding you through it as a father. Hebrews 12, God disciplines those whom he loves. So I recommend to you to enter in with boldness. There is no furniture with plastic on it in God's mansion. Most people think that. Have you ever gone into people's houses and they have furniture? They have this beautiful living room and there's plastic on the furniture. What? They treat their house like a museum. Just like the Addams family. Their house is a museum when people come to see them. What is this? You have to be careful. It makes me a little bit crazy. If you're one of these people, I'm sorry. I'm not speaking to anyone specifically, but whenever you come into their house, you have to take your shoes off. Please remove your shoes. Oh, you got the burning bush in here or something? Am I on holy ground? Remove your shoes? I like my shoes. And in Ohio, where it was very cold, people would say, remove your shoes. And I will say, only if you have a pair of down slippers for me, then I will remove my shoes. No, you have to do it. It's like, is this a home? Or is it a frickin' museum? The carpet exists to serve me. The furniture should exist to serve you. Unless you tiptoe around it because you don't want to get it dirty. Life is meant to get dirty. I love when people read my books and they show me their copy and it's got coffee stains on the front. It's got dog-eared pages. It's written in. It's a mess, just like my scriptures. This is how it ought to be right here. This is my relationship with God right here. I'm comfortable with him. I love him and he loves me. Call him and ask him. He doesn't have any plastic on his furniture. You don't have to remove your shoes to go into his house. You're better. Are you better than God? You people who demand shoe removal. I'm looking for the burning bush. It's like, what is this? Okay. So God's hand for us is a loving hand. It's a directing hand. It's a kind hand. And as far as your troubles go and your trials and your pains, God's going to give you the answer to all of it. And he's going to hand you a telescope and you're going to look through the telescope. And all you are going to see is his hand. And with the eyes of faith, that is enough.